Tuesday, March 25th, 1986. The preacher is the Reverend Paul Herbuth. Sermon text is Luke 24:46-48. The sermon theme is The Message for All Peoples.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text on this special occasion of emphasizing God's message for all nations is found recorded in Luke chapter 24, some words of our blessed Savior, verses 45 and following. He then opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures, and he told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Yesterday, I was so happy on my return from a preaching engagement in Kansas that I could come within the reception reach of KFUO in time to hear a tremendous message, a very systematic theological presentation of whom the true God is for all nations, and how he is revealed in his Son, Jesus Christ, as man's only remedy for sin, and in whom alone there is salvation, the hope and free gift of eternal life, and that this message is indeed for all nations. That message could not have been delivered unless our blessed Savior had opened the eyes of the disciples to understand the scriptures, and unless our Savior had sent with the Father the Holy Spirit to lead us into truth and to create faith in our hearts to accept this good news. The message was complete, even with Greek terminology for this community and with instant English translation for those of us driving across the hills and towns and hamlets of western Missouri and others who may have been listening in. And so today I should like to refer on this Holy Tuesday of Holy Week, on the basis of an intrusion of another high festival in the church year, the Annunciation of Jesus Christ to the Virgin Mary. No one did it better than that champion of Lutheran orthodoxy, that oracle of Lutheranism, Johann Gerhard. He was a learned professor, so systematic, in fact, that at the age of 27, he began writing his 9 volumes of the theological Lotzi, very well-known classic in the Lutheran Church, or should be well-known. He completed it by age 39. He was of fragile health, and yet he was the kind of a man who was intimate with the gospel of Jesus Christ so that students flocked to his classes. He was in constant demand to accept positions elsewhere in famous universities, but he chose to serve at the University of Jena. And he was a preacher who could relate to the people with the simple message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was the one who used the illustration that in the springtime of the world, when that old evil foe, Satan, delivered a message of death to Eve and she fell for it, and so by one man, sin entered the world and death by sin. But in the cool of the day came another message from the divine messenger himself, the Lord God walking in the cool of the garden. Their sin was exposed. Their guilt weighed upon them heavily. Adam and Eve hid themselves. But there came also the promise of the Messiah. The promise wrapped in prophecy down through the generations and becoming more sharply clear. And then in the springtime of another century and another place in the world, the angel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary. And this thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Yes, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall take away the people's sins. What a beautiful, simple message. This is the message that is intended for all nations. This is the message. And Dr. Arndt, I remember in class, in his humble, inimitable way, said, "You know, I think it is safe to say that we can hardly improve upon Christ's summary of the gospel, which was given in Luke 24. Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." That message must be central in all our preaching, whether it be in an inner city parish or in a well-established congregation, a new mission station, or across culturally overseas. One of your own professors has written in a recent issue of the Concordia Journal, "The preacher is never merely a preacher of the text. He is always primarily a preacher of the gospel. His task is not just to expound the text, important as that is. His task is to proclaim the good news about Jesus." So it is important that this good news begin at Jerusalem, for it is a magnanimous demonstration of the great love, the all-embracing love of God in his Son Christ, that at that very city where they stoned the prophets and rejected those who were sent to them, where, as the hen would like to gather the chicks under the wings, Christ could not gather his people. There they crucified him. There the blessed promise of full forgiveness and acceptance into God's family should first be offered. And I think that is a very personal application to each one of us. How easy it is to astound an audience with the vast statistics of the unreached peoples of the world, and how important that is. How easy it is to become a professional linguist and have many skills and have cross-cultural understanding and anthropological degrees. If we don't have the message, we are nothing more than a scholar and perhaps a good spokesman, but not a messenger of Christ. And so the message for all nations begins in Jerusalem, and it begins in each one of our hearts and lives. This is the message that also teachers need to know. I have known teachers who've had such burdens of guilt and yet were able to expound lectures on the atonement and the forgiveness of sin, and they needed a reminder, this applies to you. This is important for theological students and their wives, to be forgiving with the forgiveness that Christ has offered us, lest while preaching to others we become castaways. This message for all nations. "I would rather speak five words with my understanding," said St. Paul, "than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue." And yet, no matter how well we can master and believe this message, we need also to be able to communicate it. And so we pray for God's gift of his Holy Spirit upon us, so that we can indeed be more than spectators, more than professional presenters, but indeed witnesses, witnesses who have experienced in our own lives God's love and forgiveness in Christ Jesus. The same way that the angel Gabriel made it so real for Mary, God comes to us in his word and sacrament and makes it real for us. And when we belong to him, we belong to him in the full dynamic power of being his sent ones. And beginning where we are, we deliver the message in word and deed, in home, in church, in community, and out to the nations of the world. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Day of Holy Week, March 26th, 1986. The preacher is Reverend Alan R. Buckman, the Secretary for Africa, Middle East, and Europe of the Board for Mission Services of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The sermon text comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 20. The sermon theme is The Sacrifice for All Peoples, Reconciled with God.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.